you're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I am back. Rudrance for Black and White Sports 2. Well, I'm kind of glad I waited on this video. I almost shot it first thing this morning, but I've waited 3 or 4 hours to do it, and luckily some more Lamar Jackson action emerged. And by action, I mean somebody pretty much shutting down, once again, the idea of going after Lamar Jackson in that team is the Carolina Panthers. Because Scott Fitterer, their GM, has come out and made some comments in regards to Lamar Jackson. And it kind of peels back the curtain as to exactly why, and I think a lot of us knew this, nobody is in on Jackson. They think he's an expensive-ass option. And because of that, teams are not in. Now, I said earlier in the Aaron Rodgers video, because, you know, there has been some Jets Lamar Jackson speculation too, and that's kind of dropped out because people are wondering, well, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't come, what do the Jets do? Who knows if that was to end up happening, and if it does, it will be a disaster from all angles. But, of course, as you can expect for a lot of different reasons, the media is sort of outraged that Lamar Jackson is not getting the Deshaun Watson contract and that no team wants to trade for him. And in turn, I believe there is a lot of, I'm just going to keep it real, fake media-driven bullshit interest when it comes to Lamar Jackson. In other words, I'll give you a great example of this. Cam Newton won an MVP 1 year when it was pretty clear Tom Brady should have won the MVP that year, okay? But the media started on this media-driven sort of virtue-signaling, brave-stunning, courageous path to get Cam Newton elevated to an MVP. Now, Cam had a good year, but you will never convince me a quarterback that throws for 58% completion in a season should ever sniff an MVP, but yet he won the MVP that year. Now, it was an all-around really good year, but it was pretty clear Tom Brady probably should have won that MVP trophy. But he became a media darling, and the media wrapped their loving arms around Cam Newton and elevated him. They are trying to do that with Lamar Jackson right now because there's no interest there for a lot of different reasons we've talked about. And I think this is part of it. We're going to go over a couple of teams that supposedly might be buzzing around Lamar Jackson, and I just don't get it. I don't see it. We've got Bro Bible here. We've got some PFT a couple of different times, and then we've got one other article. But let's just get to this. The NFL free agency period slowing down with smaller deals still trickling in as most of the attention now is on the upcoming NFL draft. Even so, many still have eyes on Lamar Jackson. Many as in who? I mean, all these teams have come out and said, we're not interested. I mean, you've got no agent. Even worse, you got, it seems, the NFLPA and DeMaurice Smith talking on your behalf. Well, good God, NFL owners don't want to deal with that SOB. They can't stand him. And, by the way, it's starting to be rumored out there that he has convinced Lamar to turn down several contract offers that Lamar may have actually taken had he not talked. And if that ends up surfacing, man, there should be a fallout around that. As his contract situation is one of the most interesting scenarios in the league right now, well, from the sounds of it, there are some interest in the superstar quarterback. Are we sure? ESPN. Again, the media trying to create something here, and I just don't buy it. The Tennessee Titans and the Minnesota Vikings are rumored to be interested in Lamar Jackson. Okay, we'll see. Quote, I asked some executives around the league what teams would make sense. They mentioned Tennessee, who just cleared some cap space. They have a new GM, Rand Carthen, who's working on the roster. Now, you might see Rand Carthen trade for Trey Lance, because he's got 49ers ties, Carthen does. They use a running back, which would cost nothing. So, think about it. They could use a running quarterback. They have experience with that in the past. And even a wild card like Minnesota. Kirk Cousins has 1 year left on his contract if they want to reestablish their identity there. It's important to note that Fowler confirms no teams have offered Lamar Jackson a contract yet. Even so, it sounds like both the Titans and Vikings might be interested in the superstar quarterback, although multiple teams claim they have no interest in Lamar Jackson. This, of course, are rumors for now, but there still should be, still several organizations showing interest. Okay, well, one of those that you can officially count out is the Panthers for sure. This just came out a few minutes ago before I hit record. The Panthers traded up from number 9 to the number 1 overall pick in the 2023 draft to select a quarterback. Carolina general manager Scott Federer admitted as much during the press conference, saying the Panthers, quote, have conviction about multiple quarterbacks in the upcoming rookie class. I thought that was going to be Bryce Young. I think it's going to be C.J. Stroud. And as I start watching tape of that kid, he looks pretty good. He looks pretty good. And in that game against Georgia, man, he looked like something else. So there might actually be two good quarterbacks coming out in this draft. But before executing the trade with Chicago, did Carolina consider pursuing quarterback Lamar Jackson? Quote, like with anything, you have that conversation, Federer said Monday. But we were looking. He's a great option. A really expensive option. But we're focused on more of the draft picks at this point. Because Baltimore placed the non-exclusive franchise tag on Jackson, the quarterback is free to negotiate a contract with other teams as an offer sheet. The Ravens would be owed 2 first-round picks in return for Jackson if a team decided to not match the contract. But there is a belief that the Ravens are willing to match most contract proposals. Okay, so that's a team that just told you, we traded the house to move up to number 1 in the draft to draft a quarterback. We traded a lot of assets. And in turn, we think Lamar Jackson is just too damn expensive. Now, enter in this rumor, and I don't understand it, but okay. I don't understand the Vikings rumor. I don't understand this rumor. Former Patriots linebacker Rob Ninkovic recently lobbied for his former team to make a move. You guessed it, for Lamar Jackson. Quote, if you're the Patriots and you go and you make an attempt to get Lamar, that changes everything. Ninkovic said Friday on Get Up via NBC Sports Boston, absolutely everything. And listen, I'm a huge fan of Lamar's style of game and what it puts on defense, the stresses. And there's needs and wants, okay? A need is necessary for life. A want, it helps your quality of life. I don't need Lamar here, but I sure as heck want to see Lamar running around with a New England Patriot on his helmet. Because if you see it out there, the Patriots instantly become division favorites. And to me, get right back into the Super Bowl hunt. Yeah, and somewhere Juju, who just signed, is pissed off because he's got a quarterback that may or may not throw him the ball. More recently, Jeremy Fowler of ESPN.com described the Patriots as, quote, a wild card for the 2019 NFL MVP via Nesson.com. The Patriots can be regarded as a wild card for pretty much any free agent because they're always unpredictable when it comes to pursuing players. They hover silently, and then they move suddenly, like they did in 2020 with quarterback Cam Newton, for they literally signed for the cost of a ham sandwich. I mean, Cam's contract was almost non-existent. It was a very, very low contract. The bottom line is that the Patriots always want to win, and that Coach Belichick hardly gave a stellar and unconditional endorsement of current starter Mac Jones after the 2022 season. Asked whether Jones will be the guy, he said Mac has the ability to play quarterback in this league. Indeed he does, and Lamar has even more ability. Sometimes it's that simple. That was not a quote. That was added by PFT. It should be noted, Mac Jones is still on a rookie quarterback, and Lamar may want something like $200 million guaranteed, or $230 million guaranteed, or $250 million guaranteed. So, I mean, bringing up Cam is one thing. You see how this works. We'll bring up Cam. We'll throw Cam out there. even though the cost of getting Cam Newton in New England was nothing, it was peanuts. I think with incentives, Cam could make $8 or $10 million. Okay, big darn difference. We got him for 1 year with an option for two versus $250 million. Not only that, but it makes them the instant favorites in that division, does it? Is Josh Allen still in that AFC East division? Aaron Rodgers is a future quarterback of that division. I mean, Lamar Jackson certainly adds him to the conversation. I get that. But they just brought in Bill O'Brien, who is with Alabama, brought in a new tight end, Mike Glisecki, Juju. They want to see what they got with Mac Jones. I mean, Mac was dealt a very, very shitty, you know, hand of cards last year with a damn DC as his OC and a damn special teams coach as his freaking quarterbacks coach and Joe Judge. You get the point I'm trying to make here. But notice this. I mean, the main teams that you would have thought really would have been interested in Lamar Jackson, the most glaring is the Falcons. They come out and said no. So now you've got the media just randomly tossing out teams. What's a picture of that GIF, that guy in that GIF picture just throwing out L's? I mean, that's kind of what's happening here. We're trying to elevate Lamar to get some juice, and maybe somebody will come after him if they think somebody else has got interest. I'm not sure that's going to happen. I mean, just say it out loud. $250 million guaranteed, fully guaranteed. And Belichick's the one that does that? Not only that, but, for example, you know, Greg Giannotti on the Fan in New York, his team is the Vikings. Boomer Esiason just asked him this morning, do you want Lamar Jackson over Kirk Cousins? Pretty emphatically and quickly, he said, no. I mean, I wouldn't either. Part of that is cost, right? Not to mention Justin Jefferson be requesting a trade out of town at record speed. Justin Jefferson is flying down the path of becoming a Hall of Fame receiver, and you want to put a quarterback on the team that may or may not get him the ball. Okay. Tell me what you think, Black and White Sports 2 supporters. Oh, the media's interest in Lamar is at an ultra high. But actual NFL interest seems to be at a low. It is what it is. I'm not going to go over all the reasons again just yet. That'll be another video, but I can tell you there's a bunch of reasons why teams don't want Lamar right now. Cost. That Liberty Mutual life insurance commercial with that dude in it, what's his name? Jonathan something? The three P's. Price. And price. What are the three P's? I love that commercial. I don't know why. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.